Hey, welcome to The Center and the Think. I'm Melissa Bell.
And I'm Allison Kane.
And today's an interesting topic. It is Confessions of a Conflicted Christian. And that is I.
And I.
Yes. I. In favor, say I.
And I would gander to throw this out. If you ask any other Christian, they would probably agree.
Yes.
And if they don't, they're probably liars.
Right?
I'm just kidding.
Some days I just want to quit.
Yeah, sometimes it's just so hard. Just, you know, to... I mean, loving Jesus is easy. But his people... Oh, man. Like, loving others like you love yourself.
So annoying.
Oh, it's so hard sometimes. And, I mean, this is why I'm not on Facebook. Because it would be, like, near impossible for me to love people like Jesus does if I was on Facebook still. That is why I got off years ago.
Oh, my gosh. I spent so much time last week deleting, like, writing, delete.
Uh-huh.
Because I have to be held to a higher standard, which is so frustrating.
Yeah, taking the high road, dang it. Or the low road. So, the humility road. Yeah, well, it was Gandhi that said, I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ.
So true. And like,
but I work really hard not to be that kind of Christian.
And you are not.
But it takes a lot of work.
It does, because like we could
self-control.
Yeah, we could fall into that trap of being judgy, telling people about themselves from a Christianly standpoint, which y'all. There's just certain people and they have so much Bible knowledge and they spout it off at the wrong times with no empathy, and they don't have any life experience for what people are going through that they're looking in the eyes. And so the only thing they need to do is to like quote a really fun scripture, and you just want to take that scripture and stick it where the sun don't shine.
Yeah. I always have said that sometimes it's those legalistic Christians that are always kind of pushing stuff in down your throat and in your face. I mean, I feel like that sometimes too with some people. And it's like, y'all make my job of bringing people closer to Jesus harder than atheists do. I mean, good gracious, take a break.
Like, if that's what believing in God and being a Christian is, I don't want none of that.
That's right.
And then... not only can we fall into the trap of judging people outside of the church, but the way we judge the people that are inside of the church, oh, y'all better agree with everything that I say, because if not, you clearly are not reading your Bible, right? Hold up. What translation are you reading? Right?
Yeah, because I hate is like everybody thinks because you're a Christian that you're a hypocrite. Well, yes, of course, because there's not a person on this planet that's not a hypocrite. Doesn't mean we're not trying. You know, well, usually people are trying to be better people, but we're not perfect, and we are going to sin, and we are flawed, and we're fighting those worldly things that are pushing on us constantly. And then, you know, just because you're in church and you're a Christian does not make you perfect. Hello.
Yeah, and if you think it does, you might be one of those people we were just talking about. Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like for people to think, well, I think, how do you say this? There are a lot of layers to this onion. So people judge you because they just automatically think that because you're a Christian, you feel like you have all the answers. No, I don't. And I'm real quick to tell you. And then there are those that are Christians that they think they have all the answers because they're a Christian. No, you don't. But Jesus does.
Right.
And sometimes you're a little bit of all of that. Just depends on what day of the week it is.
It depends on how many espresso shots you've had.
Oh, good one.
Thank you. That's a little throwback to last week.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I think some days it's exhausting. I just want to give up. Like, it's like, this is just too much work and I just can't do it anymore. I can't be so nice. I just want to say some cuss words and not feel guilty.
And drink a lot.
Yeah. You know,
and be selfish. Oh, why do I always have to be the one thinking about somebody else? Because they sure don't think about me.
Right. I mean, I think we all get to these points where we are just overwhelmed and frustrated and a little down with humanity, with the world, with those around us, maybe people in your own family, with your neighbors, with friends. And maybe it's because of the judgment that you're receiving from them. Maybe it's the judgment that you're throwing at them. And again, I'm guilty of both, you know, and I think we all are because we live in this flesh. I mean, heaven is going to be so restful when we don't have to fight this all the time.
Oh my gosh.
And I think that's the thing. Like when you become a Christian and you are truly reading scripture and you know what the Lord has called you to do, loving others well as he loves us and forgiving to receive forgiveness. That always is terrifying to me. It's like, I forgive you because I've done a lot and I need forgiveness. I'm forgiving. But I mean, it's challenging, but with some others more than others, but yeah, I had to think about that for a minute.
So you know who's hard to forgive for me?
Who?
The people that think they have it all together. Normally I can forgive someone that's not a Christian far quicker than I can forgive someone that is a Christian.
Yeah.
Because you should know better and stop acting like you do know better and then not doing better.
And so is it fair that we have different expectations for our non-Christian friends versus our Christian friends? I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, it's rhetorical.
Oh, that's good. Because I was like, well, I mean, technically, we are held to a higher standard. But we know we're going to fail.
Yeah.
Hourly, probably.
And so where is that balance?
I think it's an awareness.
I think it goes back to grace.
Yeah.
Grace and mercy.
Inhale mercy, exhale grace.
Yeah. But some there's of a shirt us, for that.
There is a shirt for that. Some of us, we need some Jesus goggles. Like we need to look out and see, like I said, for me, it's people in the church. I need to look and see what Jesus sees and respond the way Jesus would respond, which is kind of like, what would it be like if we were spent a day being Jesus? But it's so hard to respond as Jesus would respond when all I want to do is be my old selfish cussing, drinking self and tell you about yourself.
Right.
Because everyone else is afraid to do it.
Well, and I think that's the key. So when we are worn down, exhausted, and frustrated, and things aren't going well in our own lives, and we aren't living that balanced life, that is when these negative traits and behavior patterns are so easy to fall back into, right? When there's a stressful life transition or change, it could be anything. I mean, you know, it could be an aunt with dementia.
Right.
It could be transition in your marriage or an unhappiness in your job. It could just be that you're not sleeping well or you're struggling with anxiety or depression and haven't sought help for that. It could be that you're not doing those, finding time for those things in your life for whatever reason that bring you balance, like your Bible study or exercise, eating well. All of that stuff along with stress. And that is where these frustrations come in. Because when we are not taking time, the key to all of this is when we're not taking time, as we talked about last week, that Jesus would always step away by himself for some alone time. He would pray. He would have rest. We hardly ever do that.
I know, because we're not allowed to rest.
Right.
Like, oh, you're still in your, like, lounge wear?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
If you don't like it, go away.
Sometimes at 11:30, I'm still in my pajama britches.
I like it, girl.
I may even check my mail in my pajama britches sometimes.
But your pajama britches are cute. But,
thank you.
You know, like, some days I want to be the hands of Jesus. Like, let me smack some sense into you.
Well, I think when we've taken that time for ourselves and we're feeling balanced, that's where it is so much easier to have that new self on, right? Where we're not just falling back into these older patterns from just pure exhaustion, because we know when you've been around the well long enough, you know that the things that you do, loving others selflessly, being kind to the people that drive you nuts, forgiving the ones that have really hurt you deeply, those things don't make sense if it was you, if it was me.
Right.
Like me alone.
Right. Our true selves without Jesus.
Exactly.
Right.
That just wouldn't happen. Like, it's be like, say what? You know? And so the understanding that that truly is from the Lord, his strength, his courage, his gumption, you know, for me, to his peace that he's pouring into me. But if I'm not receiving it and putting in my, and putting all those things into place that allow me to receive it and fill up, oof.
Yeah.
That's when I falter the most.
Well, I love that, because it does come back to, it's on us to fill it, right?
Right.
Like, it's all there. It's like, you know, your kid's hungry. Well, there's a bunch of food and they just have to eat it. But that's not the food that I want to eat. Well, then that's a you thing.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's good. I like that. When they come in and say, there's nothing to eat. It's like,
that I want is what you're supposed to be thinking.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Because the refrigerator is full and the pantry's full, just not what they want. And they might have to expend some energy to cook it.
Right. Then there's that. And then dishes. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work.
It takes a little effort. It's not even a lot of work. It's just a little effort and a little discipline.
Ooh, discipline. We do not have enough discipline in our life anymore.
True. And obedience.
Oh, that's out the window. Mm-hmm. No one needs to be obedient to anyone anymore. Apparently, that's like the new way of life. Which is why, like, pre-Jesus, Melissa would have so much fun in this time in the world. Y'all, my social media would be blowing up 24/7. My mouth would not stop talking. And if I was stop talking, I'd probably be swinging. But like, when I know, when I feel this angsty, as we like to call it, mm-hmm. I need to retreat.
Yes.
Like, go home, close the blinds, burn a candle, take some naps, spend time with Jesus. A lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the tricky part. Recognizing the red flag, or, you know, or seeing the warning signs before you drive over the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Like paying attention to those signs before you actually drive over. I am a lot better at that now than I used to be, but I still will purposely ignore the warning signs drive over the cliff.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Like, I get super annoyed. Like, why can I just have a pass to be a jerk for a day?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, last week we wanted to live like Jesus. This week, can we just be a jerk? Can we just be a jerk for a day?
Yeah.
And let it all out. Like, half the world is being like that. So it just feels like it would be so easy to fit right in.
Right. But then, as my friend said, then you ruin your testimony. And I'm like, or they can see a good contrast.
Or, yeah, there you go.
You know, like, if there's the little locks in the toilet that says, like, vacant,
yes,
occupied.
Uh-huh.
Like, we used to get a shirt that's like, Jesus, no Jesus today. Which
one? Yeah, which one? Approach cautiously. There is no Jesus here today. No, I mean, and that's, you know, that's the beauty. Jesus, once you've accepted Jesus into your life, and we do have the Holy Spirit, and our bodies, our physical bodies, are like the Ark of the Covenant used to be in the Old Testament. Like, God traveled around in the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament. But when Jesus came and, you know, and then ascended into heaven after he rose from the dead, just to complete the whole, the whole cycle, we were left with the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. So we're like walking around Ark of the Covenants. And so it's, I don't want to falter. I don't want to be ugly, truly. It's just that sometimes there's so much pressure and anger and meanness in the world that's coming at you that you just want to lash out. And you just want to put aside what Jesus has implemented into my heart.
And yeah, you know how you said there. You used to put Jesus in a box and put him on the shelf? Like, yeah. Can I get that shelf for a second?
I love you, Jesus. I'm going to put you right here.
Because you don't want to see this.
For this hot minute. And then I'll come back. Yeah, and it doesn't work that way. And I think, too, when you understand that.
It's so frustrating.
But it helps rein us in, doesn't yes. it?
Oh, 100%.
I mean, like you in that situation a few weeks ago, when you were controlling your anger and an old response that you would have had to a situation, that is, we are changing. And I think for me, recognizing the fact and being at peace with that, I am never going to be perfect at this. None of us are going to be perfect at this and have this conflicted Christianity thing all under control. You're going to scream at your kids some days. You're going to maybe throw out a cuss word. You're not going to be kind to somebody that maybe you felt the Holy Spirit nudging you to, you're going to ignore the voice sometimes. And I think the trick is to recognize we aren't ever going to be perfect at this as we walk around in flesh. But most importantly, when we don't overcome the flesh, please don't let the guilt and the shame creep in.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And take a foothold.
Because yeah. that's where I go. I feel guilty that I did not respond as if I should have.
Yeah. And then Satan loves to tell you how bad you were and yeah. how you are too dirty and marred to come back to God. And that is the biggest lie, because Satan is the king of all lies. Isn't that what his name is? Something like that. I don't know. There's lots of bad names for him.
He has lots of bad names.
Yeah. So like, if that's you, if you feel like during this very hot climate that we're in, where everyone has their opinion, but it better be mine or else I'm going to tell you about yourself. If you feel like you've gone too far away from God, there is no such thing as too far away from God.
Right.
It literally takes a moment to say, dear Jesus, I'm so sorry and I need you. Please forgive me. It's a simple prayer. It's a simple conversation with God. Don't allow Satan to keep you out there in the darkness. Because once you hang out in the darkness, it'll get comfortable again.
Yes, it will.
And that's kind of a dangerous place to be when it starts to feel really good. So I think, like you were talking about red flags, like, oh, I can, if I'm getting angry and I feel like I just want to go do these things. For me, the red flag is when I do something that's completely unacceptable and don't feel bad about it. Oh, we are in dangerous territory.
Right. And that's probably a different podcast.
Right? I can tell you about a time or two or 10. I don't know. Which one do you want to hear about?
Well, I love that you were saying we can never get too far away. And I mean, Satan loves to jump in the middle. When we've created that distance and guilt and shame creep in, he loves to jump in that gap mm-hmm. and block us from those truths of who we are in Christ and that we're forgiven and adored and loved. But, it says in scripture in Romans 8, like there's nowhere that we can go, not height nor depth. It doesn't matter how far, east, west, up, down, highs, lows, not angels, nor demon, nor anything else in all creation, just in case left anything out. It's like in the list, nothing can separate you from the love of Christ Jesus. And I love that one.
It was one of my verses that I repeated a lot when I was a new Christian. And when I had just really figured out what this is all about, there were certain scriptures that I had to have nearby that I could just pick up and recite in the moment, because Satan was trying to pull me away and was like, right. Well, no, word tells me. And so y'all, scripture is so important. We just announced our journal last week, and it is full of scripture mm-hmm. That you can cling to the truths of God's word. And when you bring the truth of God's word into a battle, especially a spiritual battle that's going on in your mind, nothing shuts Satan down quite like the word of God.
I mean, there is a reason they call it the sword of the spirit. The sword is his word. And yeah. I mean, who wants to go into battle without a sword?
Right. Like, cute helmet, but what are you going to fight with?
Or a machine gun. But, you know, back in the day, they didn't have those. So a sword was like your best thing.
Ooh, we should redo.
We could. That could be fun. That would be a cool one. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, y'all, listen, if that's you, I hope if you haven't picked up a journal yet, grab one of our journals. You can go to our website and pick one up. We did a drawing where people got free books. So hopefully that was you. Congratulations. But if not, y'all, grab a book off of Amazon, go to our website. You can find it. And it is called
Insert Awesome Title Here.
Right? We could not come up with a title because we have no business naming your journey because we don't know where you started.
That's right.
We know where you're going, but we don't know where you started. So
I guess to sum up today, we're all conflicted Christians. If you're a Christian, you're conflicted.
Yeah.
And you're going to have days where you're doing it. You feel like, I'm on it. I got this thing. I'm doing great. And then you're going to have moments where you're like, oh my gosh, I am stinking up the joint. What is wrong with me? Just go back to the Lord. Figure out what in your life are you missing. Is it date night with your husband? Is it a relationship? Is it time with the Lord? Is it, you know, eating healthy? Is it rest? There's something that's just unbalanced in your life, and try to get that back into focus, but never let the shame and the guilt creep in, because the Holy Spirit is living in you and He is always with you.
And if you're not conflicted, are you even a Christian?
Ooh, we'll just leave that little dangling chat out there for you. Thanks for joining us this week on the Sinner and the Saint.